free agency technically just underway, even though it kind of feels like it started several days, if not a few weeks ago, with Andrew and Phil. Time to look at how early on, just in the first hour, couple of hours, how free agency has affected the Broncos. It starts with losing two starters on the offense from last year, Andrew, most notably a lot of red zone touchdowns from tight end Julius Thomas.
Yeah, that's the part of the game that's going to be hard to completely replace with the loss of Julius Thomas is what he did in the red zone. You could see in the second half of the season after he had his ankle injury in St. Louis that the Broncos' red zone passing game really wasn't the same as it was before then. So you have Thomas and you had, you know, with the other issues at tight end, expiring contracts and whatnot, the Broncos, you know, have to find a way to rebuild the position and find a way to get that kind of red zone production going forward without the two-time Pro Bowler.
And then that's one. The other, Orlando Franklin, who we will not see out on these fields every day during camp but during the season. But the Broncos will see him twice a year because he stayed inside the division going over to Mike McCoy and the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah, well, if you look at the Broncos offensive line now, I think Ryan Clady stays where he is. But all the other positions may have a little bit of shuffling, assuming that Luis Vasquez moves back inside to right guard where he was an all-pro 2 years ago. And then at the combine, John Elway, when asked if the offensive line was going to be an area of concern or need to be addressed this offseason, he said, if I told you that, I'd have to kill you. So I think that there's no doubt that they hope to improve this free agency period or in the draft now that they know that they have a couple of holes to fill.
Yeah, the Broncos, going back to Peyton Manning when he came, the last 3 years in a row have always made a splash at the front end of free agency. Will it happen this year? Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. And the timing so far, already losing Thomas and Franklin this quickly, you assume the guys on the personnel side of the building with Elway are trying to do what they can to help build this roster. With Phil and Andrew, I'm Chris, hoping by the time this posts, this video is not dated. We'll see what happens. Free agency moves quick. Plenty more all week on DenverBroncos.com.